What do you think would have happened if Betty had continued? And I know this is another interesting aspect of your story. You spent some time with Betty and Cordell and Betty's mother talking about the future, and you kind of had a tour in the early planning stages, and then things just kind of fizzled right. away, and we can't fully speculate on everything. We know that Betty kind of disappeared. But you saw the end of it, didn't you?
I did. It was a very vivid illustration with Betty's mother, who mm-hmm. she was extremely close to.
Yes.
Yeah. We called her Mrs. Mabry, Moms.
Yeah,
that's what we called her.
Moms Mabry.
That's right,
yeah.
Moms Mabry.
Okay.
And it was Moms Mabry, Betty, Cordell, and I. Now, from the concert, okay, Betty now is in seclusion.
Mm-hmm. This is after the concert.
After, okay, all these hot albums.
Yeah.
She's not touring.
Now, at this point, had she, after your show, was she home basically for good or did she go away?
No, she went back. You know, and performed.
She kept performing.
Yeah, she kept performing for a small period of time.
Then
came
home.
Then came back.
And was reassessing what she was going to do.
Exactly.
And you all kind of try to encourage her to keep on moving with it.
And because she was at a standstill.
Yes.
And we had a clandestine conference. It came out positive and exciting because we were going to resurrect her to come back out and tour.
Yes.
And where people can see her perform, this icon. And the mother was excited. And they had a relationship, her and the daughter, okay? She had a great relationship with her brother.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a very close meeting. We're sitting there and the mother says, hey, it's a go. Betty's excited. We're excited. And we're kids. We're kids. And we left and everything just exhausted. Like it didn't happen, just smeared. And Betty was in seclusion. From that moment on, we
mm-hmm.
didn't tour.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't produce the tour. We were, like, devastated. I mean, devastated. And I think the mother was. What happened? I cannot answer that. Because she was excited that afternoon in that meeting. She was excited. The mother was excited. We reinforced everything in our spirits, okay? And then it didn't happen.
Yes.
It didn't happen. And I think there would have been an entirely different channel for her that she's back on stage performing.
Sure.
She was a star.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she wrote for the Chambers Brothers. She was a great writer. She was Miles' wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
affected the trajectory of jazz.
Yeah. Tremendously. And she was so unique. You can't even, if you didn't see her perform live, you can't give an illustration or a definition. You cannot. To produce,
mm-hmm.
They say I'm different. The Betty produced. The lady was something. And she produced it.
She's pretty independent.
Yeah, very independent. She did not want the execs to make decisions for her or the great artists, the great English artists. They all wanted her. But she was independent. She was a pioneer, not just on that stage, for women, where women are today. It was a remarkable time, and I'm blessed to be a part of that historical moment, okay? From her to my brother Cordell, it was just remarkable.